JN, KB4, CBA. KB4, CBA, CAN4, RJN. I wondered if you were still in there.
I wasn't, but now I'm back again.
That, you going to tennis or are you coming away from it?
Too embarrassed to say. Time's stuck. So, I thought I was supposed to be at 4:30, but it's been so hot, they changed it to 6. And, I should have looked at my email.
Gotta hate it when that happens. So, you're just kind of wandering around pointless and lost, is that it?
No, I mean, it's only about 12 minutes from here.
It would be kind of warm out there right about now, I would think.
96.
If it's only 96, I better put on a sweater.
I'm from North Carolina trying to run me off the road. Coming over here.
Well, you know how those North Carolina people are.
Changed lanes, and I thought I had plenty of room, but evidently he didn't think I had plenty of room. And so he blew the horn at me, and later on I got back over, and the traffic kind of opened up, and he literally almost turned his car up on two wheels, getting over in my lane and slamming on the brake. So I just downshifted and blew past him, and he didn't know what hit him.
KN4RJN, yeah, there's more than one individual running around there with anger issues that probably shouldn't be behind the wheel of a car. This guy sounds like he might be one of them.
I'll tell you, it really, to me, when you start using a half-ton vehicle and you're swerving at somebody like that, to me, that's you're using a weapon.
Roger that. Just be thankful he didn't have a gun as well.
Yes. Because, this car shoots back.
Roger that. Well, listen, you take care out there and get home safely and try to avoid the crazies.
Where he was headed, but I had to make a left turn on Pelham's and he went straight, so I was grateful for that because that's the last thing I needed, some kind of confrontational crap. So, anyway.
Yeah, I run into folks like that every once in a while. I just kind of, downshift and slow and let them blow past me, and they, give me the single-digit salute, and I just wave and smile, and you guys go on about your way, and I'll go on about mine,
And he said, everywhere I drive, he said, people say I'm number one.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. you just gotta laugh because if you don't, you're gonna lose your mind.
I just hope he gets where he's going safely. But he's definitely got some issues. That's for real.
Yeah, well, hopefully he'll get to where he's going safely and stay there.
You don't happen to climb trees, do you?
Haven't in a while, but I suspect I probably still could if I, really had a reason to do that. Why, you got a tree you need climbed?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I do. My antenna's still, two-thirds of it's still stuck up there. I got one leg of it down, but the other one's not budging, so I guess I'm going to have to climb up there and untangle whatever is tangled up.
Tall of a tree.
I guess, I don't know, 40, 50 feet.
See, I've got an extension ladder that'll, well, I'm not sure how high it goes. I think it's at least 20, 30 feet.
Where this tree is, it's right where they built the deck, and so I'm gonna set the ladder that I have. It's not that long, but I guess it's 20 feet, and I'll set it on the deck, so that'll give me about a 12 foot head start from the ground or more. So anyway.
Roger that. Well, I'll be watching the hospital reports when you get done.
I can do it when my wife's not home.
Yeah, there's there's a reason we have wives. It makes us live longer, and that's one of the reasons why.
I don't know. Oh, man, I guess. The famous last words are, watch this.
Yeah, we'll put that on your tombstone. Hey, y'all, watch this. Or either that or hold my beer.
Hey, well, I'll let you get back to whatever you were doing there. I think you had something project going on.
David, W4DJW, updated the control software and sent me the updates. I've been playing around with that to see, or trying to fix bugs as we find them. I've been playing around with that just a little bit, but anyway, so let's see here. What was your call? What was the brief, or... What is your call sign again?
4CPA.
4.
Bravo 4.
My computer's wanting to be stupid. Stand by. KB4CBA, KM4RJN. You are 14 miles from my location. At least your QTH is.
What direction?
I'm in Inman, you're in Taylor, so you're pretty much west, maybe northwest of me. I take that back. Taylor's just south of me, I believe.
Force Club, it said he came from Inman, and it was an hour and a half. Does it take that long to get here?
I'd have to look at the roads. This is just giving me straight line distance. As the crow flies, your place and my place are 14 miles apart.
That was coming down 85. I mean, unless he's hitting, heavy traffic, I didn't think Inman was that far away.
Well, if you're going to go down the interstate, the nearest interstate to us, depending on which direction you're going, it's either get on 26 and then hop on 85, we have to get on 26. 26 is between here and Spartanburg. We get on the interchange to 26, and then we can hop on 85 and then head down. And if you're going that way, depending on the traffic on 85, yeah, it could take a while.
I guess I hadn't been to Inman in a long time, but I just don't remember it being that far. Okay. As the crow flies, you don't hear that much anymore, but anyway. The shortest distance between two points is a straight line.
Well, actually, the shortest distance between two points is the way you know.
Okay.
Kind of convince my wife of that every time she wants to take a shortcut somewhere.
We'll be going to eat, and this is before COVID hit, and we'd run into a traffic problem or something. She'd go, take that road right there and see where it goes. I said, no, I'm not going down that road. I said, I don't know where it goes, but I don't think it's going to take us anywhere near where we're going.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling my wife. I said, the shortest distance between two points is the way you know. And if you don't know where that goes, then we're going the way I know.
Exploring, but I'm not going to do it when I'm hungry. Because when I get hungry, I get grouchy. I don't know about you. But anyway, I'm pulling out of Wade Hampton off Watson Road, and it reminds me, on down here, that road that comes out of Taylor's, it used to merge into Wade Hampton. Now they have a traffic light or a stop sign or something. And I was taking driver's ed in high school, and we came up on that. And back then, you just merged in. And so he looked back over his shoulder. Of course, I was looking, too, to see if anything was coming. And there was something coming, but we had plenty of time to get in. So he goes, the goose it. And this car, I forget, it was a Ford. It had a big engine in it. Man, I laid into that thing. He never told me to do that again.
Yeah, he probably... dealing with a teenage learning how to drive, you never want to tell them to do that.
And I had been driving since I was under the wheel without my dad, without having to sit in his lap since I was like 10, 11 years old. I mean, back then, there wasn't near as much traffic on the road, and we'd be going up my grandmother's or something, and I'd ask him if I could drive, and he'd just get out. It was a bench seat, so I'd just slide under the wheel. Those were the days.
Actually driving before I started school, but it was a tractor. But we lived out in the country. Dad had a little garden. Well, and he'd let me drive the tractor, which I thought was fun. I couldn't quite reach the pedals, so he put blocks of wood, strapped them to the pedals so I could reach them. But, yeah, I was driving before I started school.
Yeah, but you can legally drive a tractor. You don't have to have a license to drive one of those on the road, do you?
I don't know at that time. We lived in Indiana. And I don't know what the laws were at that time, probably not, but I never took it out on the road. I was driving it through the garden, and, well, there's a little gravel road that came up to our house off the main road, and I'd drive it down a little gravel road occasionally, but there was never any traffic on that because it was just like a long driveway to us. It went behind our house and went on down and connected to another gravel road to win somebody else's property, so there was never any traffic on that, and I would drive it along there, but usually, either plowing a garden or driving it through or doing something.
I remember as far back as kindergarten, my dad let me sit in the lap and his lap and drive home from kindergarten, and and he did that for several years. Of course, I couldn't reach the pedals for a long time, but. But I was pretty tall for my age. Anyway, well, I'm sitting in the garage here, so I guess I'll make this trip again about 5:30. We'll talk to you later. Okay. KN4RJ and KB4CBA clear.
Roger that. You take care of yourself. Try to stay cool. KN4RJN, I am clear.
RJN, K4ZZX. Ian, K4ZZX.